What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Super major news. Major Gabby news. My ninth book. Yes, I can't even believe this is my ninth book. My ninth book, Happy Days, Your Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, is coming out in February. And we've officially launched this book in a massive, massive way. Here's how it works. When you go to deargabby.com/happydays, you can pre-order the book and then just come back to the page and submit your receipt information. And I'm going to give you a free VIP ticket to a full day live online event experience with me. It's going to be so rocking, like the video cameras and all of the Zoomers coming up on the screen, and I'll be able to see you almost life-size. And I'm going to take you through an entire day's worth of workshopping and material, really revealing all the ins and outs of this book so that you can just give yourself the opportunity of getting that jump start and rock your world. I'm going to literally rock your world. We're going to do meditations. We're going to do tapping meditations, guided talks, Q&A, so much beautiful group work. There's breakout sessions. There's so much that can happen inside this digital experience. So everyone gets a front row seat. You have a VIP ticket for free. Just go to deargabby.com/happydays, pre-order the book, and get ready, because that launch week, we're going to do an entire day-long live online event experience together. Go to deargabby.com/happydays for your free VIP ticket. Secure that VIP ticket because it will expire. It's totally free when you pre-order the book. deargabby.com/happydays. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. This is a bonus episode. Here's what we're doing. We are taking some of my favorite book launch talks and turning them into bonus episodes for the show. They're talks that were recorded live on the stage. So when you listen, you're going to feel that energy of that live audience, and something I've been craving for 2 years now. But it's this moment of being able to really be catapulted into the room with me and just feel that vibration. And this month, it is a bonus episode with my talk on my book, Judgment Detox. When I was writing my book, The Universe Has Your Back, I wrote this chapter. It was chapter 9, and it was called Oneness Sets You Free. And in the chapter, I talked about how judgment was the root cause of one of our main disconnects from the universe. It was like a huge block to our attracting power. And I started to write all about it and just really practiced releasing it for myself. And I noticed that the more that I was writing about it and releasing judgment, the greater my connection was to the universe. I wrote about how we can deepen our relationship to our higher power when we disconnect from that judgment. And when I finished the chapter, I put my hands down on the computer and I was like, oh no, this is another book. And it was a great chapter and I left it in the book, but it was so clear to me that that was meant to be its own book, that there was just a whole body of work in those steps. And it became a book. It was the book that I wrote after Universe. And it was just such a blessing to be able to see the importance and the value of the practices, because if we want to really be super attractors, we have to make sure we clear the space energetically and mentally to open up our consciousness to receive and to attract. So the week that I launched The Universe Has Your Back, I went out and sold the Judgment Detox book. I was like, this other book has to come out. I can't wait. And I realized that right now we're living in the most divisive times. I didn't think it could get worse. And it continues to get more and more divisive. And not only are we living in this divisive time, but we also have our little phone devices in our hands. And we're looking at our social media thinking like, oh, what are they doing? That looks better than me. That looks like it's a great party that I couldn't go to, or whatever the BS is. And we just get so hooked in the separation and the judgment. And it's that perpetual separation and judgment that's really blocking us. It becomes an epidemic. It creates so much of the negativity that we're living through at this time. And so I got a lot out of practicing the steps of the Judgment Detox, so much so that I turned them into a book. And they're going to be introduced to you today on this bonus episode where I break down the 6 steps to release judgment. And you're going to learn how to witness your judgment without judgment and the ways that you can release that resistance and feel more free than you've ever known. And these steps are designed to launch your energy into a whole new vibration and put you into such a powerful point of attraction. Because manifesting isn't just about going out and visualizing. It's about clearing the blocks to the presence of our super attractor power that never left us, that has always been within us, but we've been blocking it. So follow these 6 steps that I share with you in this bonus episode. Just enjoy the fun, lively energy of the talk. And trust me, if you practice the steps, you can expect miracles. I'm really excited to talk to you about one of the coolest partners I work with, the Institute for Integrated Nutrition. I'm so proud to be one of their guest teachers in the IIN Health Coach Training Program. Countless spirit junkies, my students, have graduated from this program. The Institute of Integrative Nutrition is the real deal. So many of my friends and students have gone through IIN and come out the other side super successful. The school has trained more than 100,000 people from all over the world to become health coaches through its online health coaching training program. One of my favorite things about the program, aside from all of the incredible nutrition theories you learn, is how flexible it is. I love IIN for a ton of reasons, but here goes. It covers more than 100 dietary theories. You'll study everything from macrobiotics to veganism. You'll also be your first client and discover what works best for you so that you can help others find their best fit. There are more than 100 of the best teachers in the world who lead classes at IIN, including my dear friend Deepak Chopra, Andrew Weil, Dr. Oz, and Mark Hyman, plus inspiring doctors and researchers who are leading the global shift toward wholesome health. We will help you explore what it means to live a holistic life. You'll learn essential coaching and business skills. No other nutrition school on the planet will help you actually launch a business. You'll learn how to define your target audience, attract clients, market your brand, sell your awesome services, and create an authentic business model. And did I mention earlier, I am one of the teachers. IIN's Learning Center is totally digital. So whether you're on your way to work, jogging at the gym, or in between clients, the program easily fits into your life. You can choose from their 1-year program or 6-month accelerated program. And you can access the Learning Center from your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. It's just incredible to see the encouragement from everyone on the IIN team. When you attend IIN, you can connect and engage with so many amazing people, and you create this community that's like no other. And achieving optimal health is not just about the food on your plate. It's all about how you nourish yourself through your nutrition and your relationships, your spirituality, your career, your environment, and so much more. To access a free sample class and learn how to save 30% on tuition right now, visit integrativenutrition.com/DearGabby. That's integrativenutrition.com/DearGabby.
We welcome you here for this powerful, powerful afternoon with Gabby Bernstein. And the first thing we want to do is we want to turn within right now and just have a moment of evocation, a moment of connecting, a moment of feeling and sensing our oneness with the great power, the great love, the great intelligence, the great beauty, the great joy, the great life. Call it by whatever name we choose to call this presence. We're now calling it forth as the activity of our awareness. And with great thanksgiving for being awake, aware, alive, we have a full recognition that this presence of divine beauty and love is everywhere. And by means of us, is seeking to express itself more fully and more completely. We embrace each other in this vibration and frequency, and we lift ourselves up, and we embrace Gabby Bernstein, the vehicle for inspiration, the vehicle for encouragement, the vehicle for detoxing. And we name this time together this afternoon good, uplifting, inspiring, life-transforming, joyful celebration and spiritual camaraderie. All of that is loaded and coded within this prayer. There's nothing within us that doubts it. Therefore, it must unfold with the grace and the dignity and the power anchoring heaven on earth. For this, we do give thanks and we let it be now and forever. If you're in vibrational harmony with this, simply say, and so it is. And so I am. And so we are.
Amen.
Amen. And peace. Today, we're here to celebrate her sixth book, Judgment Detox. And oh, do we need it today? Judgment Detox. Let's welcome Miss Bernstein, Gabby Bernstein, Gabriel Bernstein.
Hello. Let's start by thanking Reverend Michael and Agape for holding us in this sacred space today. I was backstage with Michael and I said, Michael, you know, I've been missing you on Sundays because I don't have to necessarily be in this room because they live stream every single Sunday. And so whether you're in this room because you're in LA, please come here and please enjoy this experience here or on live stream with me. So I want you all to experience the gifts of Reverend Michael Beckwith. Come back, come back, come back. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Who's psyched to be here? I've had an amazing experience sharing the gifts and the stories and the messages of this book. It has been so heartwarming for me. In fact, I stood in front of my fireplace last week, right after I had done New York, Connecticut, and Boston, 3 days in a row. Spirit junkie, spirit junkie, spirit junkie, just go along over the East Coast. And I stood with my fireplace behind me, and my husband was sitting on the couch, and I said, I just want to speak more. I just want to do this more. Let's hire more people. Just get me out of everything. This is what I'm here to do, and this is what I'm called to do. Let's just make this happen. So thank you for being here with me today to allow me to be in my art. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I've got a question for you. How many of you have been judging today? Judging that Uber ride over here, the line getting in, the people who got here early because they're very smart in the front row. I'm very proud of you all. These ladies were here 3 hours before the event began, and they asked if they could volunteer. So thank you very much. Yes, they stuck around. So you might be judging yourself for showing up late and standing in the back, whatever it is. It's okay. It's okay. You're getting it out before you start reading the book. And it's okay because, listen, I'm going to tell you a lot of stories about judgment this afternoon, and I'm not always going to be the hero of those stories. Even last week, I had a really big judgment meltdown. So my best friend called me and she says to me, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. I'm in my yoga class and my yoga teacher is talking about you on the stage and it wasn't nice. And she was talking about your teaching style and she was kind of putting you down a lot. And immediately this puts me into this place of shame and inadequacy and I start feeling as though I'm not good enough and I'm not smart enough. Who is this yoga teacher that's talking about me? And I don't want to feel that pain. I don't want to feel that discomfort and those feelings of insecurity. So instantly I start saying, well, what kind of spiritual teacher would judge another spiritual teacher? And I start going off about it. I'm just pissed. What kind of spiritual teacher is judging another spiritual teacher? And then I realize in that moment, oh my God, I'm a spiritual teacher judging another spiritual teacher. So I start judging myself for judging a spiritual teacher. And I don't want to feel that guilt of judging myself. So immediately I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to judge my friend for telling me this in the first place. How dare she tell me this information? I don't need to know this. And then I realize, oh my God, I'm so rude. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm judging my best friend. I'm judging a yoga teacher. And in a week from now, I have a book coming out called Judgment Detox. So this is what I call the judgment cycle. This is the judgment cycle. We're triggered. Our wounds are triggered. A place within us is triggered to feel inadequate and not good enough or not smart enough or fearful. And we feel that sense of insecurity and that trigger and that wound, and we do not want to go there. So we will do anything we can to anesthetize that pain, and the first line of attack is to judge someone else, to project out what we don't want to feel within. It's the quickest and safest way not to feel that. And then when we do that, we unconsciously feel a sense of guilt. Because the truth of who we are is not a judgmental being. The truth of who we are is oneness, is kindness, is compassion, is love. And so in that place of judgment, we feel a sense of inadequacy because we know that's not who we are. And then we begin to judge ourselves because we've been judging. And we don't want to feel that kind of pain, so then we project it out again. And then we put it back on ourselves. And then we project it out again. And we put it back on ourselves. And then we're watching CNN and we're judging everybody. And you know what that's like. So ultimately, this judgment cycle I have found is a very addictive pattern. Like any addiction, like picking up a drink or a drug or work addiction or sex addiction, we use judgment to avoid feeling our deep-rooted wounds. And we project out what we don't want to feel. And like any addiction, we can't heal it until we become willing to heal it. So I'm so proud of you all because you walking in this door today and grabbing multiple books implies that you're willing. So I'm proud of you. I realized that judgment was such a big issue when I was writing my book, The Universe Has Your Back. I wrote The Universe Has Your Back, and I wrote this chapter 9, and it's called Oneness Sets You Free. And in that chapter, I talked all about how judgment was the root cause of one of our main disconnects from the universe. And so I started to write all about how when we release that judgment, we can get greater connection to the universe. We can deepen our relationship to a higher power in that disconnect from that judgment. And I finished this chapter and I put my hands down on the computer screen and I was looking at the computer screen with my hands on the keyboard and I'm looking up and I think to myself, oh no, this is a book. This is a book I have to write. This isn't just one chapter in a book. This is an entire book. I need to put this on the page. I need to bring this to life. And this was, I wasn't even finished with The Universe Has Your Back, but I knew that there was another book in me. So the moment that I launched The Universe Has Your Back, I sold this book because I knew that it had to come out now. I recognized that we were living in the most divisive times that we have ever known. I recognized that not only were we in more division and separation than I'd ever seen, but we also had these little devices in our hands that were creating that division and multiplying it and magnifying it and waking us up in the morning with an alarm that we look at and we say, oh, what are they doing now because they're so much better than I am? Or, oh no, I can't believe they did that. I'm so much better than they are. And that perpetual separation and judgment and attack had become such an epidemic that I knew that this had to get out. So sometimes when I hear that call, I just got to get it out. So here we are a year later. I saw you guys a year ago with The Universe Has Your Back. We're back. I'll give you a little break after this one. But I had to get this out, and I had to not only get it out for you, but I had to write it for myself. I've been very transparent with my readers that these books are not just written for you, they're written for me because these books are how I survive. These books are how I survive and how I thrive because they're gentle reminders. Every time I place my hands on the keyboard and I begin to type, I am downloading information that is not just meant to heal you, it's meant to heal me because this is information that I am desperately in need of. I open the book by admitting how judgmental I am. And today I'm going to tell you a lot of stories about it. And I get honest and I had to be real because otherwise I would be lying to you. Otherwise I would be completely out of alignment with the message that was meant to come through. And that message is that through the practices in this book and the principles in this book, you can change your perception of your judgment. It's not that you're going to stop judging. you're human, you're having a human experience. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to be hit with those judgments. You're going to have them throughout the day. But the miracle is that you're not going to believe in them anymore. And the cool thing, has anybody started reading the book yet? Nice. So like 10% of you. Well, many of you are like, well, I just got 15 of them. So what are you talking about? All right. So if you've had an experience of the book, you'll begin to notice, and I've been receiving emails from people and seeing messages on my Facebook and my Instagram of people saying to me, the most miraculous things are happening. I'm able to move out of my judgment quickly. I'm able to witness it more quickly. I'm able to allow myself to shift my thinking faster. My relationships are changing. My health is changing. One woman had done the judgment detox when I workshopped it a year before it came out. And she emailed me and she said, listen, I've been trying to get pregnant for 3 years. And I did your practices and I got pregnant in a month. Because when we practice these principles, we release resistance. And in the absence of that resistance, we can allow good, orderly direction to move through us. We can allow our faith to strengthen. We can allow ourselves to be in a place that's receptive and out of stress and at peace so that we can heal, so that we can allow. And the first journey that we have to go on to begin this healing process is to witness our judgment. And that's the first step of this book, is to witness your judgment without judgment.
Gabby. Can we have a little talk about something today? There's one thing every month we can't avoid. Unfortunately for us ladies, it's our period. And is it me or is every product out there just a little uncomfortable? I mean, I've tried them all and I was sure I just have to deal with it. Then I tried Flex. Flex is creating menstrual products that put you in control. They're innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. It can be worn for up to 12 hours and hold as much flow as 3 super tampons. It's not a cup, and better than a tampon, it's unlike any other period product you've seen before. The Flex Disc is really comfortable. The rims, the comfortable seal technology warms and forms to your body for a personal fit that keeps you comfy during exercise, when you sleep, and even during sex. And your white sheets will thank you. Plus, there's no BPA, phthalates, or rubber latex. Only 100% medical grade polymers that don't host toxic bacteria or disrupt your vagina's natural pH balance or flora. And that's extremely important. And the best part, 60% of Flex Disc users report fewer cramps while using the disc. If you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmos rated number 1. The patented pull tab makes it the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it. It's disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. With helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, gifts, and Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/Gabby and use the code Gabby for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your Flex Cups, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code Gabby at flexfits.com/Gabby.
I began writing this book on November 9th, 2016. I woke up and the election results were in. Perfect day to start. Okay, here we go. So I actually woke up and I immediately went to my computer and I got right my hands on the computer and I was like looking at the Facebook messages coming through and all the crazy on CNN.com. And I just kept, you know, wanting to like type and write back to everybody on Facebook. And then I was like, oh my God, you're a spiritual teacher. Don't do that. And then I wanted to write back and fight back. And I was like, nope, don't do that. And so I was going back and forth like this and it was a little crazy. And then by the grace of God, my publicist calls me and she interrupts this crazy. And she says to me, Gabby, there's all these people calling these different media outlets and they're asking me to see if you would come on and talk about how to find a spiritual solution to the election results. And I'm like, oh God, okay. And immediately I say, yes, I'm coming. But I hang up the phone and I realize I don't have a spiritual solution for the election results. What am I going to do? But I know that when I teach and when I offer guidance, that the answers come to me. So I said, okay, I need this healing. Let me go speak about it. Let me see what comes through me. And I head over and I'm immediately within an hour on like some thousand, millions of people on live stream. Everybody's watching. And I'm with this news anchor and she's saying to me, Gabby, we're so divided. We're having such a tough time right now. What do we do? And immediately I say, listen, we have to understand that we all have the same problem and we have the same solution. The problem is that we've chosen judgment. And the solution is that we can choose love again. And she said, okay, I mean, that sounds really nice, but what do I do? I said, okay, and then I said a prayer because I was like, okay, now I really need to allow something to come through me. And my response was, we have to start by witnessing our judgment without judgment. We have to witness that our attack creates more attack. Our attack perpetuates the problem. It doesn't heal, it doesn't offer solutions. It doesn't heal the issue. We have to witness our judgment without judgment, and we have to really honor that it is a behavior that we are contributing to the world and polluting the world around us. And it's creating negativity, and it's creating more judgment, and it becomes a repetition of this behavior, and it becomes a ripple effect. And we have to start to take ownership of that. And the first step is simply just to witness it, because we can't change any pattern unless we are willing to see that it's an issue. Like any addiction, we cannot change it unless we're willing to see that there is a problem and we become willing to change and find a solution. And she looked really relieved. She was like, oh, right on. Okay, so I just have to witness my judgment? And I was like, yes, step one. Immediately, when I got on the train, I went right back to my apartment. I was like, step one, witness your judgment without judgment. So this was the first step in the book, and it was amazing. So witnessing our judgment without judgment is one of the most important practices, because we cannot begin the journey unless we have the awareness of the problem. You cannot change unless you're willing to look at your crap. You got that? You cannot change unless you're willing to look at it, unless you're willing to admit it and allow yourself to be present with it. So the cool thing about this step is that there's just four questions that you ask yourself. And you're going to ask yourself this based on all the different judgments that might come up for you. And when you ask yourself these questions, you're going to be able to start to see some patterns showing up. And you're going to be able to witness those patterns, and you're going to be able to understand how this will take you into the second step. So the four questions that you'll ask yourself are, what or whom am I judging? So asking yourself that question, what is the issue? Who am I judging? The second question is, how does it make me feel? Because if we don't get real about how it makes us feel, then we can't begin to heal it. Because really, the judgment is there because of a feeling that we don't want to feel. And so we also have to get honest with ourselves about how the actual act of judgment is making us feel. Take an honest audit of how it's making us feel. And then the third question is, why do I feel justified in this? And we got to get the justification out. Because how many of you feel justified in your judgments? I know that, like, everybody, wait, raise your hands. I know you all. You're like, well, I think this is how it's supposed to be. So get that judgment and justification out onto the page, because if you don't honor the justification, you can't actually begin to heal the problem. So why do you feel justified in the judgment? And then the final question, what experience from my past has triggered this judgment now? What experience from my past has triggered this judgment now? Because behind every judgment is a core wound. So when I was judging that yoga teacher for judging me, it made me feel like crap. Second question, it made me feel like crap because here I was judging another spiritual teacher, so I didn't feel good about myself. And then I was justified in it because I was like, how dare she judge me in front of her yoga class? Come on now. That's not yogi, right? That's my justification. And then the final question was, what experience from my past is triggering this now? What experience from my past is triggering this now? And I got very clear. It was a feeling of not being smart enough, not being adequate. Sixth grade, the boy that I had a crush on told me I was stupid. And that one remark set me on a trajectory that changed my educational pathway for the rest of my life. It crippled me up until the point of having to write my first book. Even that moment of having to write that first book, I sold the book, and then I said to myself, oh my God, I have to send the money back because I don't know how to write a book. I'm not smart enough. Thankfully, I didn't listen to that voice, because many lives have been saved as a result of not listening to that voice. So next time you find yourself stopping your gifts because of a fear-based belief from your past, think of all the people that you may save if you show up for it. And so thankfully, I allowed myself to heal that wound, but there it was again. So sometimes these wounds may feel like they're healed, and then they show right back up, and they're right in your face. And here it was once again, this core belief system, I'm not smart enough. So can you see those four steps just beautifully intertwined here? And as you begin to practice these four steps, you're going to be like, oh my God, I've got so many patterns. What am I going to do? Which brings me to step two. These steps are cumulative. They have a beautiful bridge upon the next. And there's this amazing opportunity because you've answered that fourth question. You've looked at all of these experiences from your past and you've realized, okay, these patterns are here and there's some wounds. And that second step is to honor the wounds. Honor the wounds that live beneath the judgment. When I was a few months into writing this book, I had to go and do a retreat. And so I was going off to do this retreat, and it was a different situation I'd never been in before, where it was only a 40-person retreat. It was like media and influencers. And I was the teacher, but I was also a participant. It wasn't something I'd ever really done. And so it was a dynamic that I wasn't accustomed to. And there was like no boundaries. There was no like teacher and I'm going to go and take a nap now. It was like, we're all hanging out. We were at the pool together. We'd have dinner together. Then I'd be teaching a class in the morning and then we'd be hanging out in the afternoon. So it was just this real fluid experience. And there was amazing people in this group and I made some incredible friends. There was one woman in the group who I just thought was amazing. She was beautiful and she was smart and she was witty and she was just fun and everybody loved her. And I wanted to love her, but there was something that was up for me. And I kept thinking, man, she's such a flirt. Like, she's just such a flirt. She's just flirting with everybody. She's like flirting with the girls and she's flirting with the guys. And she's just such a flirt. And she's just so confidently flirting with everybody. And it was like, you know, I just kept thinking it and thinking it. And this is the thing, guys. If I think something long enough, eventually it's going to come out of my mouth. So we're at dinner. And she's sitting there at dinner. And she's surrounded by all these people. And she's sitting and she's like leaning in with this guy. And they're having this very deep conversation. And I look over and I glance and I see the deepness of this millennial conversation. I'm like, oh my God. Total judgment. No offense, millennials. And I look over at her and I'm just like, oh my God, you're such a flirt. And her face dropped. And she just looked at me with such terror and just such upset. And I thought, oh no, I went too far. But instantly, I was like, I'm totally kidding. I'm just kidding. Like, get over it. It's such a joke. I'm totally kidding. Relax. Relax. It's fine. And I just kept blowing it off and blowing it off. And I like told my husband about it. And he's like, I was just kidding. It wasn't really a big deal, you know. And I went to sleep that night. And I woke up in the morning and I felt these pangs of anxiety. Just so much anxiety and just guilt. I was, oh, I screwed up. I really screwed up. So I texted the girl and I said, listen, why don't we meet for breakfast? She writes back, good idea. So we're sitting at breakfast and my husband's with us and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of like defending myself and I'm like, it really wasn't a big deal. Like, just, it's okay, it's okay. And Zach texts me from under the table and he goes, defending yourself isn't an apology. Yes, let's give Zach, he might be the hero tonight. You can thank him. Actually, don't talk to him. He's going to be scared. So ultimately what happened was he gets up. Zach gets up and he leaves and he takes a phone call. And this was, now I'm left with her alone in this like ice storm and I was freaking out. And I'm looking at her and I just have nothing to say because I've just totally talked myself into a hole. And I say a prayer. I need a miracle here. She speaks first. She said, you know, Gabby, what you said last night really triggered me. It wounded me. Hurt me. Because I need to explain to you that lately I've been dealing with some traumatic memories from my childhood where I was inappropriately treated by men, and I'm very uncomfortable about being seen that way. And you speaking to me like that really hit home for me. This was the miracle. Because I looked back at her and I said, me too. At the exact same time in my life, I was recalling my own memories of disturbing experiences from my childhood. And I could, in that moment, realize that what was triggering me, her sexuality, her comfort, her confidence, was all that I wanted to be able to own in myself. And my remarks to her were triggering her fear of being seen like that. And in that moment, I recognized myself in her. I could see that my wounds were her wounds. I could see that my recovery was her recovery. So we stood there holding each other and hugging in this very busy dining hall, just hugging and crying and honoring each other's wounds, honoring each other for all that we'd been through, honoring each other for what we were healing, honoring each other for the moment that we had. In that moment, the judgment dissolved and the wound was healed. The wound between us, the bond was back and the judgment was dissolved. So these are the six steps of the judgment detox.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.